This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. There was a profusion of Gospels and other writings in the early Christian era. It wasn't until 367 AD that the approved canon, the familiar list of books in the Old and New Testament, was specified by Athanasius, the Bishop of Alexandria. India's Supreme Court has ordered a review of a colonial era law that bars homosexual activity. Tom Steyer, California billionaire, announced that he's going to spend $30 million in the 2018 elections and that he will not be a candidate for the Senate or governor's seats in California despite widespread speculation. Special Counsel Robert Mueller indicates he's likely to seek an interview with President Trump under oath. Meanwhile, Trump was speaking to the Farm Bureau where he overstated the size of the tax cut, which was $1.5 trillion, saying it was $5.5 trillion. In the middle of an intense political fight over the program that shields young undocumented immigrants from deportation in the DACA Deferred Action Program, a federal judge ordered the Trump administration maintain it. The judge questioned the Trump administration's position that DACA had not been implemented legally. Stephen Bannon has resigned as executive chairman of Breitbart.com. Breitbart News completing his rapid fall from prominence after his remarks on Trump and his family were published and discredited by conservatives. Key as well was a big donor and part owner of Breitbart. Rebecca Mercer's fear that some of the website's cheerleading coverage of populist conservative campaigns, like the Senate race in Alabama, could be construed as corporate contributions to these candidates, which are barred under federal election law. In the first decision of its kind, federal judges threw out North Carolina's congressional map, saying it was drawn to favor Republicans. Governors in New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, California, Oregon, and Washington have all opposed offshore drilling plans. 4 days after Interior Secretary Zinke proposed drilling in all offshore waters, he withdrew Florida from the list under political pressure. Many are questioning, why just Florida? Voice for the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Foundation Movement, AMFM.